Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden bans Russian oil. Starbucks and McDonald's close stores in Putin land. The war in Ukraine causing global food shortages. Shrinkflation returning to grocery stores. Also ahead, your freedom is dictated by the Supreme Court. But first, the president banning the importation of Russian oil. Joe Biden warning Americans the decision will send the cost of energy even higher. The price per gallon of gas was $2.50 when Donald Trump left office. The national average now stands at $4. Today, it's $4.25 per gallon. That's an 80% increase in 13 months. Majority of voters, including most Democrats, want the government to drastically expand domestic oil production. Starbucks, McDonald's, the latest companies to protest Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The chains will close all locations in Russia immediately. Says the CEO of McDonald's, quote, "We serve millions of Russian customers each day. At the same time, our values mean we cannot ignore human suffering." The first McDonald's opened in Moscow in January 1990 when more than 40,000 Soviets stood in line to taste the American cheeseburger. The war in Europe sparking a global food shortage. Prices up 20% for items like wheat, milk, other staples. The cost of bread in Chicago jumping 70% since Putin's invasion. Both Russia and Ukraine are major suppliers of grain to Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. The conflict adding more financial pressure to American families. The average household already spending $400 more every month because of inflation. Companies once again reducing product sizes in grocery stores to save money. Food suppliers are shrinking packages to cope with increased energy costs. Hardest hit items, paper towels, cookies, pretzels, shampoo, toothpaste, ice cream. Tub of Breyer is dropping from 64 ounces to 48, a 25% reduction, same price. The average supermarket operating at 75% capacity compared to last year, half face daily shortages of goods. In a moment, the Supreme Court rules. All of us, right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Do Americans really understand how powerful the Supreme Court is? Simply put, nine justices, human beings, decide what our freedoms are. Now, as you may know, President Biden has nominated liberal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace the retiring justice Stephen Breyer. The nominee's Senate hearings are to begin March 21st. She's very controversial because Mr. Biden mandated that he select a black woman. Some believe that's not fair, that skin color should not be a decider about anything. Our system of government is brilliant, but it can be hurt by irresponsible policies, and some say a color mandate for a Supreme Court justice is just that. But I think we should judge Judge Jackson on her record. So here we go. She's a liberal woman. There's no doubt about that. I think she will be confirmed because she's responsible, and there's really no reason not to confirm her except for ideology. I think she could do the job. However, all Americans should know how she thinks. Right now, there are five conservative justices on the Supreme Court. If Judge Jackson joins the court, there will be three liberals. Chief Justice John Roberts can go either way. Now, Judge Jackson ruled that President Trump's advisor, Don McCann, is not protected by executive privilege. Her opinion was thrown out, then reinstated. But it is a political decision from Judge Jackson. Clearly, White House counsel has executive privilege when advising the president in the Oval Office. Come on. Now, that case was resolved when Mr. McCann decided to voluntarily testify about Russian collusion. Judge Brown also ruled against making it easier to deport undocumented aliens. So she is definitely on the progressive side, no question about it. Conservative judges in general tend to believe that the individual states should have more power and the federal government less power. Liberal judges, the opposite. They want a strong federal apparatus to call most of the shots in the USA. And some very big cases are coming up, particularly about abortion. The federal government has legalized it, but certain states want to put limits on abortion. The conservative judges will uphold those limits, I believe, but Judge Jackson and the other two liberal judges will not. However, the conservatives have the majority. So summing up, Judge Jackson will probably be confirmed, and the Supreme Court has a massive amount of power. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on TV each night. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. To celebrate its 50th anniversary, a classic film is returning to theaters this week. Prepare to sleep with the fishes. The Godfather is back. Here is the story behind America's favorite crime film. Based on Mario Puzo's 1969 novel of the same name, director Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather chronicles the fictional Corleone family and its rise to become one of the most powerful organizations in the country. The production of The Godfather was grueling. Actors Marlon Brando and Al Pacino used painful dental implants to change their speech patterns. Paramount Pictures wanted to fire Brando because he was so eccentric. A stray cat on the set kept appearing on camera, ruining the shots. But instead of dispatching the feline, Coppola incorporated the kitten into the plot. The scene of Don Corleone cradling the cat is one of the most iconic in film history. Before its release, The Godfather was nearly boycotted by the Italian-American Civil Rights League. Producers met with the group to avoid public protests. As a result, the words mafia and the mob are not used in The Godfather movie. Ironically, the Italian-American Civil Rights League was formed by a real mafia boss, Joseph Colombo, who was himself assassinated. The Godfather debuted in New York City in March 1972, quickly became the highest-grossing movie of all time, earning $300 million that year. The movie was nominated for 7 Academy Awards, winning Oscars for Best Screenplay, Best Director, Best Actor Brando, Best Original Score, and Best Picture. The Godfather is routinely ranked alongside Citizen Kane as one of the greatest films ever made, but for my money, The Godfather 1 and 2 wipes out Orson Welles. And here's something else you might not know. After its release, The Godfather was boycotted by another group, animal rights activists. For realism, the filmmakers used a real severed horse head in a scene instead of a prop. You'll remember that scene. Producers acquired the bloody head from a nearby slaughterhouse that turned horse meat into dog food. And the animal rights people were appalled. But as they said in The Godfather, it's business, not personal, sonny. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.